have a knowledge of priorities at the docks. Someone has suggested to us that the salty, or the, rather the domestic ships got in immediately, and the salties tended to have to wait a day or two, from his observations. Do you, what do you know about that?
Well, some of these salties are chartered too, eh? Well, like they're all chartered, and some of them are on a time charter, and some of them are on a voyage charter. Like if somebody charters them, well, you go to Thunder Bay and get a load of flax or whatever on October the 14th. Well, if the ship arrives here on October the 12th or October the 10th, he might have to sit in the harbor for 3 or 4 days.
Right.
When the cargo may not be here.
No.
That happens quite often. Very. And a lot of times they'll even start loading a ship when the cargo is not all here. And it, generally they have to go to 2 or 3 elevators.
Sure.
It's very uncommon if they don't go to 3 elevators for a load to get their cargo. So if they're, say, 2/3 of the cargo is here, he might load for a couple of days and then go out to anchor, waiting for the rest of the cargo to come in at the other elevator.
Right.
Yeah, and that's very common.
And I suppose it would be unfortunate if he arrived late.
Yeah.
So they'd sooner arrive early than to be late.
Yeah, yeah. Like I say, if he's on a time charter, he's got to be here on the 14th of October or something. And if he doesn't show up, like you say, they can probably assess him a fine or something.
Yes, I dare say.
Yeah, yeah.